As we mentioned, WBUR preempted yesterday's show to bring you important live coverage of the attack in Kabul. Today, we're bringing you two unmissable conversations from that show. We will bring you the third next week. First up, another perspective on Worcester's St. Vincent Hospital. Nearly 700 nurses there still striking after nearly 6 months. Tenet Healthcare, which owns St. Vincent, made a final contract offer earlier this month, which the striking nurses tentatively accepted. But while the hospital will welcome all the nurses back, approximately 100 will not be able to return to their old jobs. The hospital is keeping replacement nurses that it hired, and that's a deal breaker for the striking nurses, so the walkout continues. On Wednesday, we brought you one of the striking nurses, so now Carolyn Jackson, St. Vincent's CEO. And we began with this: nearly 700 nurses still on strike, approaching 6 months during staffing shortages and a pandemic. How did we get here?
Well, first of all, there's only about 650 nurses who are still on strike because of the number who have crossed the picket line. And we got here because of the irresponsible actions of the MNA. The strike was based on a false premise.
MNA being Massachusetts Nurses Association?
Yes, Massachusetts Nurses Association, yes. And the strike was based on a false premise. They said we had poor staffing. And we've proven three ways: our own analysis that was validated by an external third party, the statewide database, Patient Care Link, that had us in the 74th percentile of hospitals of our size for nurse staffing. And then most recently, U.S. News and World Report, that ranked us in the top 10 in Massachusetts and also gave us the highest possible rating for nurse staffing, tied only with Mass General, Brigham and Women's, and Tufts in Massachusetts. So our staffing pre-strike was excellent. And they struck over a false pretense in order to try to get a 4-to-1 nurse to patient or patient to nurse ratio. And they have continued that strike. And as we said, it's irresponsible of them to strike in a pandemic. And we now have agreement on almost all the terms of our last, best and final offer and are trying to negotiate a return to work agreement.
So there are a bunch of things I want to unpack in what you just said. And the first, and I don't mean to sound glib, but in most things it takes two to tango. You are putting all the responsibility on the nurses here. The hospital has been engaged in this back and forth for 6 months as well. Do you see any responsibility on the hospital side for this going on so long during a public health crisis?
We put an excellent offer on the table pre-strike that they rejected, and we have bargained in good faith since before the strike. And in the summer, the nurses said they were going to be out until after Labor Day, which appears to prove to be true. So we did take the action to hire permanent replacement nurses in order to stabilize our workforce, and that's currently the bone of contention.
Okay, so you talked about the ranking from U.S. News and World Report. It was their 2021-2022 ranking, put St. Vincent's ninth in Massachusetts. The nurses have said, Marie Rotako said on the show yesterday, that there were increased falls, bed sores, and other incidents prior to the strike. Were the nurses not telling the truth? I mean, they are talking about an increase in incidences. That's a measurable thing. Were there increases in these incidences?
There are not. They have no data to support. We have continued to provide data to support our quality and our staffing, and they have not been able to provide any data that supports their points.
All right. So then we also talked about this 1-to-4 ratio, and I want to pull this out a little bit. In a statement to WBUR's Adrian Ma, Tenet Healthcare said that St. Vincent's staffing ratios are on par with other hospitals. In that statement, the two examples were MGH and Tufts Medical Center. But we know there are some hospitals that use the 1-to-4 ratio that the nurses wanted in the contract. Massachusetts Nurses Association has cited UMass Memorial Lawrence General Hospital as two examples. What is your concern with a ratio at all and with the 1-to-4 ratio desired by the nurses as this thing unfolded?
So, again, I will say it is not true that Mass General and Lowell General have 1-to-4 ratios across the board in MedSurg.
No. I said UMass Memorial and Lawrence General.
General. Thank you. But again, yeah. I've spoken with leadership specifically at UMass, and they've said we absolutely do not have a 1-to-4 ratio across the board. We have it in some units. At night, their staffing is different. The staffing in our proposal that they have accepted is one of the best, if not the best, staffing contracts in the state. Our contract has had grids and ratios in the contract since 2000. We're one of only about five hospitals in Massachusetts that actually has ratios in its collective bargaining agreement. So we have a much more tight staffing requirement. And in fact, when we looked both pre-pandemic and during the pandemic, there were very few instances where we were actually out of compliance with the staffing that had been in our contract before, that again is actually quite good when compared with others in the state. And we made it even better with the language that they've agreed to in this current contract that we're negotiating.
Okay, so switching gears, did you know the nurses would be caught off guard when they accepted the final last, I think you guys called it the final last best offer, that they would not be able to return to their original jobs? Did you anticipate that that would be a surprise to the nurses? It seems like it would be.
I don't think it should have been a surprise. We had made statements that we were not going to remove our permanent replacement nurses. And we told them, we were very clear in May that we were hiring permanent replacement nurses to stabilize our workforce. And so they struck for 2 months without us replacing anyone. And then for the last 3 months, we've been hiring. So it should not have come as a surprise to them.
So what's the blueprint to getting people back to work and ending this now, Carolyn?
So we have put what we consider a very fair and generous return to work agreement on the table. First and foremost, it includes an anti-bullying, anti-discrimination, anti-harassment clause to make sure that those who cross the picket line are safe from those things, as well as the striking nurses are safe from those things. We also have a clause that any nurse who was on strike who wants to come back to work at St. Vincent will have a job. It may not be the job that that person left pre-strike, but everybody will have a job. If they don't want the job that might be available to them, we have offered some superior bidding rights that would allow them to bid into jobs as they become open. And we've also put a severance package on the table for people who don't want either of those options. So we've been very, very flexible and I think very generous with the offer, given that we do have people who we are unwilling to remove forcibly from their positions.
So are there situations where somebody who you have hired is less experienced than a nurse who can't come back into the old job, and how to address that concern if it's the case from a patient care perspective?
That may be possible in some cases. Anybody who has been hired who is in need of orientation is getting that orientation. We had a number of new-to-practice nurses who went on strike. We had nurses everywhere from no tenure to 40 years tenure who went on strike. And we have nurses of a varying set of experiences who we've hired in permanent replacement.
All right. If any of the striking nurses are listening, Carolyn, briefly, last question to you. What would you want them to hear from you today?
I would want them to hear that if they want to come back to work at St. Vincent Hospital, we will welcome them back, whether it is as a crosser now or whether it is as a striking nurse returning when the contract is ratified. And if their position is one that has been replaced, we will work with them as closely as possible to find the best possible outcome for them, and that we appreciate all the contributions they've made to patient care in the past.
All right. That is Carolyn Jackson, CEO of St. Vincent Hospital. Appreciate you appearing on Radio Boston. Thanks.
Thank you.